We are actually now in a civil war. And that's a really unpopular statement to say, because when you talk about being in a civil war, you automatically get thought of as somebody who's an extremist. And isn't that such a weird word today? We have this idea where we hear a lot about one particular group in the United States. Maybe you've heard of it. They call it the far right. You heard of that? The far right. Everybody's a secret Nazi, right? Everybody is just hiding swastikas underneath their armband. Everybody's got a little anti-Semitism just tucked away in their heart, right? If you just pull it out of them, they're just one red MAGA hat away from letting you know that they are almost Hitler. And we get into this position right now in the United States where we are in such a war, but it is a one-sided war. It's a war where basically it's not a positive war where someone can prove that you're a bad person, but you have to, as a person, prove against the negative. You have to constantly convince people that you're not a terrible person if you hold a right-leaning opinion. And what's crazy about that is that right-leaning opinion that you might hold actually is not probably that far right. Okay, for most of us in here, if you consider yourself right-wing, or you have found out that you are now right-wing, even though you were once considered a liberal, Pew Research did a study that looked at the shifting demographics of actual beliefs in the country, and what they found actually is close to 40% of people who held left-wing views moved further left on the spectrum in the top 30%, and it was like something like 14% of right-wing people moved further right. So really the shift of the country has happened where what's considered central or what's considered center is so close to the left that anybody even with a moderate right-wing or centrist idea is now considered far right. So essentially, if you don't want someone to cut your child's dick off, if you don't believe in child hormone therapy or things that were once considered abnormal in our society, you're now considered hateful and a bigot. And you think that that might be crass, but welcome to America, it's crass. And for those of you guys that don't believe me or might think that I might be over-exaggerated or being sensational, just take a look at the actual stats in the country right now of the kind of odds that are against people who consider themselves conservative just in the institutions that make our country strong. The Washington Times did a recent study and found out that 12-1 were the liberal to conservative faculty members inside of universities. And that shouldn't shock you. I thought it was gonna be like 90%, but it's like almost like 100% to none, right, are liberal. Which means that the chance of you actually running into a conservative or right-leaning faculty member, these are the educational hallmarks, these are the pillars of our communities and of our country that are leading the next generation, basically are holding one worldview. And how can you have education if the education is only coming from one foundational viewpoint? That's indoctrination. But also, it's not just the education system, right? It's not just education. Because Washington Post, the great liberal newspaper, right, this Amazon-owned publication that is very much anti-Trump and probably wouldn't have a bias to try to make conservatives look good by any way, did a recent study on media organizations, which this one won't shock you either. But they were polling where media organizations lie on the map. And for those of you that actually are pretty far right, what's funny is they considered Blaze TV, which is a network I'm on, extreme right and the furthest right that you could go, which actually is very far from true. But what they found is that 24 organizations, 24 major networks were considered liberal. And they even considered BBC and PBS, public broadcasting companies, even they considered an unbiased forum to be considered far left. Okay, this is a far left organization, considering them to be far left. But there were 24 liberal organizations and only 7 right-leaning or right-friendly organizations. On top of that, you would expect that these journalists, of course, would be somewhat unbiased, but a recent study also came out that found that 94% of journalists support Hillary Clinton and are consider themselves liberal. 94%. What the hell kind of number is that? 94%. How can you expect academic integrity inside of a country when 94% of the people that are producing information on the stories only hold to one viewpoint, the same viewpoint that the professors hold to and the companies that they work for hold to? So now you have the education system and you have the media, which should alarm you, of course, because these are the two biggest sectors of information that we have, and they're only feeding us one paralleled story, which is whatever the hell they want us to know. purposely excluding things that might be important by calling them hate speech and bigoted ideas or old-fashioned, and giving us their new progressive, watered-down agenda that is forced to you, and if you don't accept it, well, what are you? You're just a hater, you're a bigot, and you're probably actually a Nazi. And you would think, though, that maybe perhaps it doesn't seep into politics, but the Obama administration actually hired a lot of journalists, actually. You'll find that out. Some deputy chief of communication, as well as some very prominent journalists from Time magazine, which I'm not going to get into too much. But these people are pseudo working in between politics and journalism. But also, let's bring it to the college. Who cares really what's out there, right? We know we're in a war. And for those of you that might hold left-leaning values, or you consider yourself more of a centrist, you consider yourself more maybe even libertarian, I don't really care. I want to tell you that if you are not for the mainstream narrative, that is whatever the media has concocted today to freak out about, to make you think matters, some new ideal or social re-engineering program that is supposed to take this country by storm and make it a utopia, if you don't agree with that, you are now considered right-wing. Which is where I found myself. I never considered myself to be very right-wing. I'm from California. We have a name for that. I mean, you guys are from Seattle, but we call them like California conservatives, you know? Because anywhere else, I go to Dallas and I'm like, man, I'm a really progressive guy, you know? I'm a progressive guy because I'm very open to people living their own lifestyles. I'm not really upset at people choosing their own personal freedoms. But in California, right? I mean, things are so extreme. If you don't want open borders and straight up communism, well, of course, you're basically an extremist. And you think it's funny, but it's actually not. And when we get down to it, though, are the elitist populations and are these people really affecting the culture? And the truth is they are. Because The Atlantic did a study on college campuses, which is also not going to surprise you. But do you know that 55% of students that voted for Hillary Clinton, only 37% voted for Trump. But before I get weird and saying only, that's a pretty high number, 37%. That's higher than I thought it would be. If you think about that, right? About 1 in 3 students voted for Donald Trump, which is something interesting. Previously, generations were shifting more liberal. But this generation right now, Generation Z that's coming in, some people call them Zoomers, not to be confused with Boomers, right? The baby boomer generation. The Zoomer generation is the most conservative generation in over 5 generations. Do you know that? Because typically, young kids want to revolt against that which is considered normal. And see, what happened is the baby boomers and these people who have the highest divorce rates, the highest rates of suicide, a huge amount of unhappiness, a lot of family problems, some of the highest drug usage, opioid death rate. See, now they're the model generation. They all have tattoos. They're all on their third marriage, depressed. And so what's the rebellious cool thing to do now? The coolest thing you can do today is to probably just be a straight person and own a home and not have college debt. And you're probably more different than anybody in this country at the moment. Because there was a time in life, right, where everybody was straight and narrow. No one talked about their problems. Everyone kind of kept it hush-hush. People like to look good on the outside. But now everyone's too open that younger generations are waking up and going, I really don't want $100,000 in debt for a pottery degree. Like, it's like, you know, the natives were making pottery with a lot less money and some more mud. I don't need to pay somebody who got their PhD in Star Trek theory. Seriously, that's a real, I've listened to a speech on this before, teaching me how to make pottery. And that's what our education system has been watered down to in a lot of ways. My point of this being is that if we look at the chances and the odds of actually fighting for the ideas and the values that the right believes in, if you look at the chances, they're very slim, and we know that. And if you fight for right-wing ideas, you know that the odds are stacked against you. And the reason why they're stacked against you is simply because if you get strong enough, if you get powerful enough, they will deplatform you, they will demonetize you, they will remove your reach. And who is they? It's actually not the government, it's big tech companies, who are working tirelessly to squash any form of speech that they consider dissident to their own interests and not the interests of this country. Just today, we were finding out, right? Blizzard Entertainment Group, one of the largest media video game companies based out of the liberal Irvine, California, owned by the Irvine Company, is taking orders from the communist Chinese government and banning users who wear masks and support Hong Kong independence and freedom. Sickening. It's disgusting. It's despicable. And as much as I love the free market and I love the idea of companies having the right to do what they want, companies now are no longer working for the interests of the American people, but are bowing down to the lust and the corruption of money, and they're working against their own citizens, shutting them down for what they believe in their own microcosms in cities just like this in Seattle. Companies like Microsoft and Apple and Google, who are working together as cartels to try to squash the speech. Now, I want to tell you this, but, and this is where it gets in the butt, the odds might be against us, but 37% is a damn high number that I'm proud of. Because why? It was over 11% lower in the previous election, which means that the right ideas are not only growing in popularity, but as the oppression and the suppression of our ideas becomes more evident, with groups here like the Proud Boys, who's like basically a drinking club, a fraternity in some ways, and no disrespect to you guys, is now in every media organization considered a Nazi organization. Why? Because the media said so, but yet they're still growing. They really are, they're growing. FBI investigations, and they turn up empty. There's no problems. Because the media is so frenzied that they have control of everything. But I'll tell you this, our ideas and the opposition that's increasing shows that our ideas are strong. Because on the playing field and the open market, their ideas always lose against ours. That's why left refuses to debate us. Do you know that I run a right-wing show, and I thought it was a center show. I started as a center show, and I quickly found out it was right-wing, like I mentioned, because I didn't know I was right-wing, and I found that out very quickly. We have to pay liberals to be on our show. Fox News has to pay liberals. We can't get liberals to be on our shows without paying them an exorbitant amount of money. And even then, they won't agree to debates. Like in Politicon coming up, they just want conversations or sharing of ideas. They refuse, I promise you this, they refuse to debate us, because why? You can't beat facts, and you will lose in the sight of logic every single time. And when you live by your feelings, you're a loser no matter what. And the only people that support you are people who also feel. But I wanna get into, to move into more of today's topic. I'm gonna get into a video here right now. We're gonna transition with a video. But I wanna let you know that in this war, we have been winning because we have been honoring strong people, just like you in this room, who realize the risk that it takes. Every tweet that you retweet, every post you write on Facebook, you see the onslaught and the nastiness and the hatred and the blocking that has come. But what? You still persisted, your values still mattered, and Donald Trump is still the president of the United States of America. And a lot of people hate that statement, but it's true. And if you don't believe we're in a war, you live in Seattle, so you probably have had a few battles and skirmishes take place on your campuses, in your city. But I wanna play a little video that just from last month that took place a couple miles south of the border here in Portland. And we did not go in support of any organization. To people's surprise, just because we don't completely agree with the propaganda narrative to write off everybody who disagrees with the mainstream media as Nazis, they think that we are a pro-Proud Boys group or pro-right-wing group. Sadly enough, just being honest and reporting what really happened is enough for people to think that you're a propaganda machine. And what we found out when we went out to the streets ourselves is while the narrative tried to point to right-wing groups as being provocators and violent, hateful extremists, the video evidence showed opposite. And unfortunately, if showing the truth makes you a huge supporter of groups, then I don't care what they say, and I don't care what they try to tie you in, I support the truth no matter what the cost is, and I'll stand with anybody who wants to fight for the truth, no matter their creed, color, sexual orientation, or even their political beliefs. Truth matters more. Let's go ahead and let's watch this this video together.
It's peaceful now at Waterfront Park, one of Portland's green landmarks. But tomorrow morning, it could all change.
Groups of right-wing extremists and anti-fascist demonstrators are expected to face off in that city.
Tomorrow, several groups from the far left and far right say they will converge on downtown.
If you bring your violence here, we'll enforce the law.
They're trying to make moves. They're trying to scare people. Okay, it's all about tomorrow.
Hey, come on. These aren't humans. Stop them, man.
This was a dynamic event with demonstrators frequently moving from one part of the city to others, and that made the job even more difficult. Given the continuing movement and the number of people involved, I'm grateful that this was largely a peaceful event. Largely a peaceful event.
He's got a hammer! Hey, no hammers!
Fuck you!
Knock out, coward!
Oh, let's go, bitch!
Oh. 1,200 demonstrators on the street and two sides at odds with each other. The mayor is calling the major police response to the Portland protest in large part successful.
Groups of far-right extremists and counter-protesters facing off today, making people there afraid.
My ancestors' motherfucking blood soaks the motherfucking soil.
Political violence is routine in Portland now. Yesterday was no exception. There was a lot of fear of there being massive bloodshed, and in the end, nobody was killed. And apparently here, that means it was a success.
Largely a peaceful event.
This man has just been attacked right here.
Waving an American flag and people started throwing things.
It's not surprising that Trump would side away from the folks who are the peaceful protesters. Working to safeguard their city from domestic terrorism.
I ran right past Vice. I ran right past BBC, who were busy filming useless, peaceful demonstrations while the real news was taking place ahead. And I'm watching violence. I recorded it. And the sad thing is, it's out on the internet.
Crazy.
And still the left is saying it's a lie.
Protected! This is amazing! Holy sh! There's nothing happening!
Oh, you!
No more
chariots!
What's wrong with you? There's women and children here! What's wrong with you?
Honestly, you guys don't give a shit about the kids, do you?
Well, we do.
Not until they're dead. Right, and even then. Wait. Who are you protecting?
Should I compare you to the ICE agents, huh?
Protecting. Don't just watch and follow the other officers. Shuffle yourself off this mortal coil, you f***ing pig. Kill yourself.
There's a part of the narrative that's not there. And I'll tell you what, I did not go to this event with any intent to see anything besides knowing I want to go where the story is. I want to follow where the action is so that I can record and show people what is actually happening in the world and not just what the media decided to show. And you know what? As much as this isn't to say I'm doing anything special, it's pretty scary in those things, honestly. People have weapons, they have guns, that you would be surprised, but they have guns. These gun-grabbing communists often love guns when they're available to them, and that's the problem. They have sticks and knives, which are commonly completely confiscated. But you know what I realize? When you're in a war, it's more than understandable to risk your life or to do something that could cause damage or harm to yourself or your reputation because you know that the end result is more important than the immediate reward of staying home and watching from the outside and enjoying it. And a lot of people look at this war, and some of us in here today, we watch from the outside and we're afraid to join in. And what's happening right now is that our numbers are low on the right. You saw 37% supported Trump, 55% supported Hillary. So what's happening? Organizations all around the country are trying to draw young people in. But I'm gonna let you know that just one person on the ground with a phone camera showing the truth is going to do more than 200 hot boys and girls holding guns with their breasts out and their muscles showing, saying, I'm American, and I have a following on Instagram, so let's change this country. And what's happening in this country is a really interesting phenomenon, is that the right is becoming extremely weak because we're allowing tactics and organizations with big money to dictate who represents us and who fights for us. When who fights for the right, it's not organizations, it's not groups. The right is made up of individual thinkers who have their own spread of ideas. Which is why right-wing rallies typically don't work out that well. Because right-wingers don't need to get together and have someone on a megaphone say, Donald Trump's a fascist. If we thought he was a fascist, we would just believe it and we would vote accordingly. But we don't believe it, so we vote accordingly. We don't need somebody to convince us in a group saying, boys have periods too. They don't. So we don't believe it and we don't say it. But the left is a groupthink type of person. It's often their personality type. They follow into what people are saying. That's why you find the creativity is so strong, because you find a lot of people who hold liberal political ideologies, it's linked to their personality. If you know anything about Myers-Briggs, whether you accept it as academically acceptable or Enneagram or any of these things, you'll find that a lot of the people who do support left-wing candidates are often people who are what are called feelers, which is why they don't care about logic. It's not a coincidence that a lot of these people don't care. And there's a reason why on the right, we tend to be a little bit of more poorly dressed. Sorry, guys. We tend to be a little more poorly dressed, or if we want to look cool, we just put on a suit. We don't dye our hair necessarily green and pierce our nose and our eyes and our nipples and everything else in between. We're usually confident in who we are, and we have a look, which is why at rallies, if you're right wing, they'll know who you are. They go, you look right wing. And you're like, why? Because my hair's a natural color? Possibly. So what happens is they've realized their strength and they've grouped together based off of outward appearances, and they've adopted identity politics, and they tell you if you're a black, trans, disabled veteran son from Guatemala, you are the future of this country. A sign I saw recently that kind of surprised me, and I don't mean this in any way towards people who have disabilities, but it said the future is disabled, which is both a hypothetically funny sign. No harm to people who actually have real physical disabilities. But it kind of is true. The future is disabled if they get in control of it. Because really, it's not the way that the real world works. The world doesn't work off your feelings. It works off of truth and grit and hard work. But what's happening today is the right, in seeing the effectiveness of the left, is trying to adopt their ideas, and they're rewarding people not based off of the truth that they're bringing, but off of their sex appeal or off of what they say that they have a lot of followers. So you get on the cover of Newsweek magazine with your MAGA hat and posing, not attacking that person directly, just saying, this is cool now to be the young hip generation. But I'm going to tell you what, it's deceptive. Because it's the powers that are in control that are trying to weaken the right and trying to let people know that come into the right, and if you join our movement and you're pretty, we'll give you prominence, but you know what you have to trade? Your voice and your individuality. And as a right, it's so important that if you hold these values to be self-evident and true, that all men are created equal, that our rights are endowed to us by our creator, not by a government or institution, then that means that no institution can take them away. But as you see more people getting into the right for the wrong reasons, those same organizations are cutting people out like flies for simple things, like going to dinner with people that they don't like, interviewing people that they find to be toxic. And there's a sense of control that's coming into the right that's bringing big money and donors and trying to stomp out the grassroots movement that is actually what got us to where we are. And why did it happen? You know why? Because as humans, it's naturally in all of us, we like fame. We like money. We like the attitude of people praising us. And if someone says you can support Trump, you can be right, but you just have to shut up about the things that matter. Are you gonna take it? I'm gonna tell you what, are you gonna let them take back our generation? Are you gonna let them lie to the next generation? Those of you in this room that fought through the last election and you know what it cost, those of you who lost friends and family and know what you had to sacrifice to make sure that the country didn't fall into the wrong hands, are you going to let it become cool and popular in a way that is taking away the power and the strength? And guys, I'm not against people being hot and pretty or good looking. I enjoy it a lot. Some of you enjoy it too much online. Pornhub Awards, I think, are this week. So some of you have more problems than not. But I will say that when it comes to politics, let's not get distracted for what the true matter of why we're here. It's not about followings, so don't worry if you have a small one. It's not about fame, so don't worry if your ideas are well-liked. It's not about being accepted into certain groups or organizations, so who cares what they think about what you believe? If you believe it and you know it to be true and it lines up with the documents of this country, then sure as hell go for it. And be willing to pay the consequences. And if you get rich and famous while doing it, then glory to God. Good for you. But make sure that you realize that the temptation is going to come soon as they try to bait and lure and bring us in to compromise for the things that we don't believe in. Now, I'm going to talk to you about this, but I said there's a little bit in all of us, because it's in the heart of man naturally to seek what's best for himself and not what's best for the greater good. And as the right, that we're individuals, we need to be careful that we never just accept a right-wing group because they say we love Trump or we love free speech or a politician because they're a Republican. Because I'm telling you that within the ranks of these groups, there are politicians and there are groups that look like they're doing good, but they're doing more bad. And if you don't agree with them 100%, they shoot you right out of their ranks. They'll make sure you never work in the industry ever again, and they'll make sure actually as a citizen, your account gets suspended or deleted. And if you think that's not dangerous, it is. Because it's the very thing that we fight against. That's why as the right, we can never be people who are loyal to a party or to an organization. We need to be loyal to the truth.